Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Yael Litvak, and I'm the artistic director of J by J, DC Jewish Film and Music Festival and year-round programming.
Yes, and it's going to be arriving May 11th through the 21st. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm a huge WTOP fan.
Well, who isn't? Awesome. But it just got even better talking the J by J Festival. So real quick, before we get into the specifics of the lineup and some of the highlights, let's big picture it. You know, what year is J by J in? You know, how's it grown? That kind of thing.
Yeah, we have been around for over 30 years, since 1990, so 33. And it's been incredible, incredible growth, because now we are in movie theaters all across the DMV. And thousands of folks come and watch movies and enjoy concerts. And we're really lucky because we're one of, if not the most prestigious Jewish film festival in North America. So we get, you know, submissions, hundreds and hundreds from filmmakers all across the world, and get to show it here in the nation's capital.
Yes. And you mentioned it's in theaters all across the DC area. Which theaters should they head to? You know, give me the venues this year.
I would be thrilled. So for the very first time, we're in Virginia at Cinema Arts in Fairfax, which is like a very super cool indie art house movie theater. And we want to support independent movie theaters. So that's one. Second is Bethesda Row, which maybe a lot of folks know. That's just in the heart of beautiful downtown Bethesda. And here in DuPont Circle, 16th and Q, right in the heart of DC. So three great venues for people to choose from.
All right, cool. Well, that sounds good. Lots of good venues, lots of places to see it. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the highlights. So tell me about opening night, June 0. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's such a cool film. So it's directed by acclaimed filmmaker Jake Paltrow. It is Gwyneth Paltrow's brother, but he's an acclaimed filmmaker in his own right. He made this super cool, interesting fiction film based on true events about the Eichmann trial, for people that know that historical story. But it's a film for everybody that's interested and wants to see great cinema. He's coming with his producing team, so that's super exciting. That's opening night, and tickets are going fast, so we would love for any of your listeners to buy our last few tickets. The second is Nancy Spielberg, who also, I guess you might know Steven Spielberg. So it's his sister, and she is coming May 12th, Friday at 4, to show her amazing documentary, Closed Circuit. And that is being moderated by none other than CNN's Dana Bash.
Before we move off of that, what is the Closed Circuit about?
Yeah, thank you for asking, Jason. Yeah, Closed Circuit is a brilliant film. It's about a terrorist attack in Israel, but it's so unique and human. It's done through closed circuit cameras and talking heads. So you get a real story. And of course, this is a harder topic, but it's something that close to all of our hearts, gun violence. And it's a conversation we need to have, and a film that's important to show, whether you're, you know, in Israel or America or any country.
Oh, and it's a topic that almost, you know, every day in the news these days.
Exactly. It's very topical. So we feel really lucky to be able to screen it and to have Nancy Spielberg come and to be in conversation with Dana Bash. We couldn't ask for a better duo.
Oh, absolutely. That's gonna be powerful. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, all right. So that was opening night, and then Closed Circuit. That's May 11th and May 12th. Yeah. What are some of the other big highlights? Tell me about Daryl Davis Presents Rock and Roll and the Jewish Connection on May 16th. That sounds cool.
It is cool. Well, so Daryl Davis is pretty much like the coolest. So he was, he did a concert for us a few months ago, which sold out, and he's a legend. I mean, Daryl Davis is someone who played with Chuck Berry, so, and Elvis Presley, and he is doing this beautiful concert, which is showing the Jewish roots and blues. And it's also just speaks to the heart of what we do here, Jason, which is about building bridges and through music and film, reaching communities that are both Jewish and non-Jewish, so that we can build bridges.
Awesome. And then we can double back to other highlights if you want, but real quick, let's go ahead and tell me about closing night, Paris Boutique. I know it's sold out, but it'll still be a good soundbite for the radio and it'll be good, you know, promotion for the festival. So yeah, I mean, why did we pick this one for closing night? Why is this the perfect way to close it out?
Well, actually, I did a double feature, Jason, if you must know. So I did a double feature and they're both sold out, which is Paris Boutique that you mentioned and then Matchmaking. And you know why? Because they're both romantic comedies and they're great. And they do show a lot about an experience, in this case, a Jewish cultural experience, but they are fun and illuminating and inspiring. So I think we need some of that, too.
Absolutely. And that, and well, that's sort of the thematic through line that they're both, you know, similar theme, but what are they each specifically about? Like, I don't want, you don't have to go a full plot summary, but you know what I mean? Basic setup.
Sure. You got it. So Paris Boutique is Think Emily in Paris, the TV series on Netflix, set in Israel. It's super fun. It's a great, great ride. And it really has this journey aspect in a romantic comedy. So Emily in Paris, for anyone that loves that series, which I think probably a lot of people do. And then the second one is Matchmaking, which is, as the title suggests, about matchmaking. In this case, it's in the ultra-Orthodox community, so religious people in Israel. It is so funny and also heartfelt and just a beautiful film. I can't think anybody that wouldn't like either of those. But as you noted, those are sold out. So I would love, Jason, to be able to share just a couple more
that
we would love folks to come to. So you mentioned Daryl Davis, and we actually have an amazing pop band coming next Saturday, May 13th. There's a reception at 8 for people that want to join us and have something to drink or eat. And then we have a concert at 9 o'clock. It's an amazing pop band. They're quite the celebrities, actually, in Israel, and they're differently abled. So they're really inspiring and showing diversity and inclusion through pop.
Very cool. Very cool. I mean, I think that gives me enough. I'll do two radio pieces and probably highlight, you know, two or three in each. So that gives me enough for that. But is there any others you want to include? I'm open to including more if you want.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. If that's already enough, then that. I mean, I think the other thing, Jason, is just if you could just share how excited we are to be in Virginia for the very first time. And we would really love for folks to also, you know, go and see films at Cinema Arts. They're arty films and they're films you can't see anywhere else.
Awesome. And actually, I just thought before we close, share a little bit of the mission all of this time. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but you know, why is it important to celebrate Jewish film and music and culture? You know, I feel like constantly under attack, sadly, these days. We're back at anti-Semitism rises throughout history. But just give me like, you know, the mission statement, you know?
Yeah. Well, you kind of said it, Jason. It is a moment where we are seeing a huge rise in anti-Semitic attacks, as well as other hate crimes against other peoples that are minorities, Asian Americans, Black Americans, and Jews. And so our team, because it's always a team, our work is through music and film to be able to celebrate, in this case, Jewish culture, and to build bridges, because culture is honestly, I believe, the way. It's the way that we can, through storytelling, reach hearts and minds and enjoy ourselves as well, but also to bring back that connection, because we all know we've lost some of it. So come and see a movie or a concert.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll get the word out. Again, it's the J by J Festival. It's May 11th. Through the 21st, all throughout the area, including Virginia this year. So check out the Cinema Arts as well. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. You were awesome. Thank you so, so much. We really, really appreciate the opportunity. And yes, big WTOP fans.
All right, well, we'll get the word out. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.